Good afternoon and welcome to Finding Your Soulmate. My name's Janet Green and I'm the author of Heal Your Heart, A Journey to Find Your Soulmate, which this program expands on. Everything I share here and in my book is based on the amazing discoveries I made during my own quest to heal and find love. I now live the dream, and if I can do it, anyone can. So I'm here to offer support and guidance while you take this same journey for yourself. This is not about finding someone to love you and having an ordinary relationship with the usual fears and worries and stresses. I think we've all had enough of those. It's about getting yourself ready so you can be open and free and live and experience the ultimate dream relationship with your buddy soulmate. No fears, no reservations, no doubt, no impact of past hurt and relationships. So if you decide that you really and truly want this relationship, I'll work through the book with you to show you how to permanently remove any fears that hold you back and how to open your heart to feel and express and live freely and openly. And yes, it is very possible. We just didn't know that we had the option. For anyone who's just tuning in, you're listening to Finding Your Soulmate with Janet Green. Inside Heal Your Heart, A Journey to Find Your Soulmate, you'll find all that we discussed here today and much, much more. For book information and the Amazon purchase links, you can go to bbsradio.com/findyoursoulmate. You'll find that my approach is totally different to the norm. Instead of telling you a whole lot of information that you can't apply to yourself and your life circumstances, or affirmations that attempt to quiet your mind chatter for a short time, I'm going to show you how to take what I share and apply it directly to you and your physical life so you can create your own journey to find your own answers in your real physical day-to-day life. I don't want to just tell you things that will have no meaning to you. I want you to discover them for yourself. So I use various down-to-earth hands-on exercises and activities to facilitate this. Today, we're going to talk about buddy relationships and how they're different to our normal relationships. We're going to review some of the topics this class will cover. We'll do some exercises that will allow you to clarify and to understand your own obstacles that have been sabotaging your love life. So please have a pen and paper ready for that. Time permitting, I'll also expand on where these obstacles came from and how we can permanently remove them. At the end of the show, there'll be a homework exercise, and that will allow you to feel what your own buddy soulmate relationship would be like, and then you how to claim it as yours. I'll let you know when the phone lines are open to take your call. And my bbsradio.com/findyoursoulmate has all the links for email contact, support, and our new message board. So let's get started with what is a buddy soulmate? Well, do you ever have a best friend or a buddy when you're a kid? Someone to hang out with and play with, who liked the same things as you, they thought the same thoughts, they never put you down, and they always supported you. Someone you felt so free and comfortable with, just to have great fun with. This is the closest comparison to a buddy soulmate relationship I can give. But of course, ours is an adult relationship, but it's just like the fun and friendship of the kid buddy soulmate. Just like the kid relationship, the adult one is based on open trust and the freedom to be yourself at all times, something very different to our normal relationships. Can you imagine having this kind of openness and friendship in a romantic relationship, what it might be like? I can tell you from my experience, it is very cool. It really does feel like you just came home. The level of peace and the calm and the comfort, it's just indescribable. You're where you belong. and we have the best fun together. It is really the coolest. I have a person right beside me at all times, but I'm totally free to be and experience and live as myself fully, without question or doubt or judgment. I live with a person who opens himself totally to me, and I'm able to open all that I am to him freely with love. My dream relationship sure can true, and so can yours. And that's what this program and book are going to show you how to do. The thing is that a buddy soulmate relationship is the one that you've always dreamed of having in your mind because you knew it was the perfect one for you. And when you come together, you'll see that he or she matches your buddy in that dream perfectly. It's really strange. As this relationship is the one you dream of living this lifetime, to actually live it, it feels like the most natural thing in the world. It just feels so right, because it is so right. It's only possible, though, when we go beyond our personal fears and beliefs, because buddy soulmate relationships are based on open love and caring, which means that you're free to experience and express all of the things that your fears have previously prevented. You can say what you think. You can act spontaneously. You can feel and express your love freely. And you can have a whole lot of fun in the process. Previous relationships that were based on fear meant you were always coming from a fear perspective, so you had something to worry about. What do they think of me? Am I doing the right thing? All this. So you missed out on fully experiencing the joy of what love can be with another person. With this relationship I'm talking about, you're fully open with each other. You're free to be yourself totally, which is a really exciting thing to experience. You don't have to hold yourself back at all. You live without judgment or put downs or fear of them happening. You have the same likes and dislikes. You have the same worldviews. And you have the same ideals and values. So you come from the same perspective with whatever you're doing. It really is like living each day with a best friend and buddy, but as an adult. So I'd like to open phone lines now. If you've got any questions about buddy soulmate relationship, give me a call. The numbers are USA toll free 877-876-5227 and USA and Canada toll free 888-815-9756. At the end of the show, I'm going to give you a homework activity that will allow you to discover what your own buddy soulmate relationship will be like and how you can claim it as yours. So you can get ready for some really exciting times to come. While we wait for some calls to come in, I'd like you to try something. All right, so get your body very comfortable. Whether you're in a chair or lying down, close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths, in and out. Feel your mind quiet and your breathing slow. Imagine that you're walking into a pet store and the first thing you see is the most adorable kitten or puppy or rabbit or whatever suits you. Walking straight towards it, you start saying how adorable it is. Then as you get closer and it looks up at those beautiful baby eyes, your heart just melts. You pick it up and it snuggles into your arms. You're looking down at it and it's looking back up at you, and then it closes its eyes and snuggles into you. Notice how you're feeling. The warmth in your chest, the fuzzies in your stomach, and the smile on your face as you freely allow yourself to adore this beautiful life form. Can you feel it? Can you feel the warmth? Can you feel yourself opening to the love? That's what this exercise is trying to help you do. Keep your eyes closed for a minute and let that feeling grow even more. Relax your body and breathe slowly. With each breath, the feeling gets stronger and stronger. Now let it start spreading throughout your chest and stomach. Keep your eyes closed and stay relaxed and feel the warm tingle moving about you. Now it's traveling down your arms, right to your fingertips. Let it spread down your legs and through your toes. Feel the warm, tingly sensation swirling all about your body. Notice how beautiful it feels. Enjoy it. Keep breathing in and out, nice and slowly, and enjoy this feeling while I share the following with you. What you've done is open the door to feel love, beyond your fears and beliefs. They're the things that usually stop you feeling this on a daily basis. Imagine if you could feel like this at any time you liked. Imagine if you could feel this all the time. How different life would be. Picture yourself going about your day feeling this. The smile would be on your face, the fun you'd be having, the spring in the step. When we work to permanently remove our fears and our negative beliefs of ourselves, all that we're left with when we do that is love, just like you feel right now. This is because underneath all of our fears and our beliefs, that's all we are. This love feeling is what you'll be feeling more and more as we work through the chapters and heal your heart. And especially what you'll be feeling and experiencing as you begin connecting with your buddy soulmate. Now get your piece of paper and I want you to draw a small circle in the middle. That 2 inches across will be fine. This circle is to represent you, your base self, the essence of you, your inner self. The beautiful energy that you just felt comes from this part of you. Sometimes we feel this part of us when we let our guard down, we're doing something we love, when we're caring for animals or babies. Any of those brief moments we allow ourselves the freedom to be us without restrictions or beliefs. Now I want you to draw another circle really lightly, just so you can see the outline about 3 inches out from the first circle. Now, let yourself think of something that's been bothering and worrying you about love. Might be an unpleasant breakup, a painful memory, or your fears about getting hurt. Anything you come up with is fine. Can you still feel that beautiful love energy you were feeling a minute ago? I doubt it. You snapped right out of it, haven't you? This exercise has allowed you to feel how your own fears and your own worries stop your ability to feel and live love. That's exactly what they do. They stop everything. Our fears literally close down our hearts and minds. So the outside circle that you've just drawn, add a dash to represent the unpleasant thought that you just had. Now, without thinking too much or feeling them too deeply, add some dashes for some more of your love issues. You could add a dash for each time your feelings got hurt, or each time someone left and broke your heart, each time you felt alone or unloved, each negative thing you said to yourself. Remember, don't focus on each issue, because this is just so you'll notice that they're there. Stop any circles that are getting a bit filled and dashes. So to refresh, the inner circle is to represent you, like when you felt the pleasant love energy before. The outer circle is to represent your fears, your unpleasant experiences, memories, emotions, and the negative voice. Now, if you sit there and look at these two circles, you can see how for the love aspect of you, the inner circle, for it to get through, it's got to get through that outer fear circle. Can you now see why it's been so hard to live as that love aspect of yourself, with all the fears and beliefs you just put on this outside circle? Another point that you've just experienced, there really are just two states of mind, love and fear. When you felt the baby animal, you were living with the inner circle, your love self. When you thought about your fears of love, you were living with the outer circle. You were living from the perspective of fear and doubt. We do literally jump from one to the other. And that's why I think we fall in and out of love. We fall in love when we open to feel this inner self part, and then we fall out of love as soon as our fears take hold and we get scared. We fall in and out of being ourselves. This circle exercise is very brief from a chapter called Who Am I? Just an introductory bit I've given you today. It's just to demonstrate how your fears impact on your ability to experience love. I know before I started my journey, I had no idea why I couldn't find love. I thought it was me. I thought there was just something wrong with me. And I just hadn't found the right person. But all I had to do was keep looking and I'd find the right person and everything would be fine. Then I learned it's not that at all. It's those fears that stop everything. Now just quickly finish this bit off. If you draw a third circle about 3 inches out from the others again, just to represent your conscious mind, the rational you that lives the physical day-to-day life. Now this conscious mind, it gets to experience whether or either your fears or your love. So when you feel like you don't have control, it's because your fear part is taken over and then your love part takes over. So you swap. But consciously, you just get to live then. You don't create it. And that's why you feel helpless sometimes when unpleasant things happen and you don't have any control. That'll soon change when you learn how to use your conscious mind to direct Glenn's release. And this release, it permanently removes your fears and your beliefs. Now, for anyone who's just tuned in, you're listening to Finding Your Soulmate with Janet Green. Inside my book, Heal Your Heart, A Journey to Find Your Soulmate, you'll find all we discuss here today and much, much more. For book information and Amazon.com purchase links, you can go to bbsradio.com/find-your-soulmate. Phone lines are still open, so give us a call. So if you want to talk about how we jump from love to fear and the impact of doing this, the numbers are toll-free USA only, 877-876-5227. And toll-free USA and Canada, 888-815-9756. I'd love to talk to you. I remember before I started my healing journey, I went out on a date one night, and I was feeling really happy and really excited about this guy. And then, when he didn't call straight away, I started feeling this fear, which grew and grew. And it started making me question if he even liked me, if I was good enough. I got so scared that I talked myself out of even liking him. So I ignored his call, the deep tone, and I never saw him again because I became too scared to risk getting hurt. My fears stopped me being able to just enjoy the experience of new love, and it turned into another unpleasant memory to be stored in my repertoire to bring up during the next romantic encounter. Now, I'd like to share a little bit with you where all these fears and beliefs, where they come from, all those obstacles. Now, the topics I'm about to discuss are ones you will be discovering your own thoughts and understanding of. I don't want anyone to take on anything I or anyone else does blindly. That's what I teach you in the book, how to find your own thoughts, your own beliefs, and realize which things you've just taken on from other people and learn how to get your own. Now, when we were little children, everything was brand new. So we didn't know what to believe about anything. Because a child's role is to learn how to live as a human being, we used all that we saw and all that we heard and all that we experienced to form a set of inner beliefs about who and what we are and the world and our place in it. So if Mummy yelled at me, then I must be a bad person, we thought. If I'm always getting into trouble, we thought, oh, I can't do anything right. If they didn't like me, then I decided that I'm not a lovable person. We copied the behaviours and the values of our parents too, and we began treating ourselves as babies. We even learned to judge and complain at ourselves just like they did. How many times do you hear yourself say, you are stupid, you can't do anything right, you're not good enough, all those sorts of things. Then throughout our lives, whenever we make a negative decision about something, like he left because I'm not lovable, or love hurts, whenever something happens and we sort of make a decision that this is the way that it is, we are creating new beliefs. And we add them to those childhood ones. This unique set of inner beliefs that we each have create the foundation and the rules of our life and our living. We just know them to be true because they're the facts of life, the reality of life. We have no reason to doubt or question them. I'm a lazy person. I failed everything I do. Life's scary. And life's hard. I'll always have to depend on myself and no one else. No one can love me or is there for me. We all have them. And we grow up living and experiencing what we believe. But we forgot one very important thing. And that is, the inner beliefs we took on as a child were only meant to be temporary. We required them only so we could function in the world at that time. They are temporary inner beliefs. I believe we have a caller. Good afternoon, caller.
Good afternoon.
How are you? My name's Janet. What was your name?
Jay, in California.
Hello. I'm over in sunny Florida. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, I thought I'd found a soulmate.
What happened?
Well, we've tried off and on for 8 years. And, you tell me.
All right. You tell me, when you were in this relationship, did you feel the fears and the worries and the stress? The everyday stuff?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We can, and I know I did so many times. I met the most incredible people. One guy, just to compare so you can understand, I went out with this guy, and he was the nicest person. I adored him. But at that stage, I couldn't even talk to him. I couldn't tell him what I thought, what I felt. Mm-hmm. I couldn't express myself. I had all these fears jumping and I was all over the place. And in the end, we broke up just because I couldn't talk about it. So
we had so much in common. and we do talk. I just think we're in different times in our lives, but we still keep being very attracted after 8 years and break. I mean, I just got a call from him last night, which I didn't answer.
Oh.
And when I was thinking of him so much, too, you know what I mean? The connection's still there. It's probably, in fact, I know it's at least 5 lifetimes.
So you love each other very much.
We love each other very much, but I think we're just in different stages in life. Like he, you know, 10 years ago he got out of a 20-year marriage, and I don't think he wants to get that close to somebody again. Although the
yes.
pull is there from all the lifetimes.
Yes, yes. And I also found that we come across different soulmates when we have things to finish.
Yeah.
And our other life experiences, they do carry forward. I've had several of those. The question is, do you, is he your dream person? Do you want to spend your life with him?
In a lot of ways, yeah, but in some ways because of this block of, even though
yeah, but if you
together,
could get rid of that.
Huh?
Which you can. If you could get rid of that, if you really
absolutely.
Want
if that
to
was
have
there, absolutely.
The ultimate dream relationship with this man, you can. If he really wants it, it takes both of you to want it. If you do, then you can do it.
But he's just not interested in looking at his own issues and working on it. What
yes.
blocks it?
Yes.
His
yes.
fear
now,
of loss of autonomy, his fear of being...
Yes.
emotionally close and hurt again.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I learned on my journey, and that's what Heal Your Heart, A Journey to Find Your Soulmate, is about. It's about going through and clearing all those issues and learning how to open and have
right.
that intimate relationship.
Absolutely.
If you sat down with him and said, and I know it's scary to do, all right? I can remember how scared I used to be. I never had an argument with another person, seriously. Never had an argument with a man. Never said anything, what I thought, what I felt, anything.
Uh-huh.
Now...
No, I do. I share everything.
Yeah.
And he
well,
tries to,
what you
but
can
he's
do
afraid
is
of
sit
it.
Down, you can sit down with him and say, okay, this is how I feel. I want, and I would love to have a totally open and committed relationship with you. A real, solid, express anything, no fears. I want the real deal. The
right,
real
and
deal
I did
relationship.
All that, and he promises it, and then he can't deliver.
Yeah, because he doesn't know how. He's full of fears. We're
exactly.
all full of fears.
Exactly.
That's what stops it. So, but if he turns around and he says to you, and you can say to him, look, aside from your fears, if you could put your fears aside, would you like to have this relationship? And if he can say yes, and then you can talk about it and say, okay, if we want to get rid of our fears, we can. They're what's stopping us connecting fully
right, right, right.
and living a happy life. But I think the first part, because you're already in a relationship, and you do love each other, but either you are both prepared to take it further and really sort it out, or your fears just make you too scared. I found that love is stronger than fear.
Or what?
Love is stronger than fear. It's love that can help you face your fears.
Okay.
If you tell him that there is a way you can get past all these fears and memories and all the things that happened with your previous relationship, because they're what's causing the problems now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But
if he wants to do it, and if you both decide... we'd really like to do this. You can. You definitely can. You could actually work through the book together.
Okay.
And then as you go through, you know, and start opening to each other more and more.
Or, you know, at what point do you just give up and let it go and move on? I mean, it's 8 years off and on and off and on, and I'm saying the same thing, and he can't deliver, and... we both feel bad, and we break up for 6 months, and then he calls again. And...
yep, there's a very strong heart connection between the two of you.
It's
a very, I know, I can feel it. It's your choice. If you
yep.
want to keep living the relationship with the fears and the pain, and you think that's all you can have, then that's all you'll have.
No, I want more. I want more.
Want more.
I give more
tell
and
yourself,
I want more.
Yes. Tell yourself there is more and you can have more, whether it's with him or with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
All right? At the end of the show, there's going to be an exercise and it's going to show you how to tap in to feel your ultimate relationship with your buddy soulmate.
Okay.
All right?
I'll look forward
now,
to
I
that.
Want you to do it. And then listen to what you feel.
Okay.
And then I really suggest that you sit down with him and you say, hey, I love you, but I want a good relationship. And if he can sit down and say to you, I love you and I want a good relationship too, then you could sit down and say, hey, do you want to do this together? Do you want to get rid of your fears?
One more time. One more time.
Yes, that's your choice. That's
your choice. I could give it one more.
But I'll tell you one thing. Resolve whatever it is between the two of you this lifetime, because it's going to come up again.
Right.
Okay, it'll keep repeating. So even if you don't stay together, resolve what it is. And that's what you'll be able to do with the releasing, because it teaches you how to go in and feel and hear those inner stories.
Right.
I did quite a few with other life people, and I had them all jumping up because I was doing my love lessons, and I resolve them, and then I don't have to have those ties anymore. And they only come up to trigger you, to help you learn something. They're your dearest friends.
To be relieved.
And soulmates are wonderful.
Yeah. I do see it as a reenactment of my parents.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So you can learn.
I do a lot of work with releasing that. I do a lot of work with releasing the past.
But is it actually releasing or is it clearing it?
Apparently not, because he just called.
Yeah. The difference is when you try different releasing things in the past, all right? Now, if you finish releasing something and then you think of the situation again, you feel nothing. There's no emotional impact left. It's almost like a numb feeling. So say, for example, you have a memory and an emotion that keeps bothering you. Okay, someone left you, you got divorced, whatever. It's a really unhappy situation. When you are finished releasing it, you can think about it and you can remember it, but you don't feel anything. And it's a very strange sort of, oh, I feel a bit numb. There's nothing there. You just feel peace. That is releasing, all right? I am yet to hear or see anything that is any sort of releasing like I learned. What happened was I made the decision that I refused to live life like it was. And I just said, I don't care. I'm not going to do this anymore. And I just said, no, no more. And that opened my inner self to come and take control.
Uh-huh,
and it led me on a little dance, even across the world to America, which I'm very pleased about. And what I did was I learned to listen and I learned to feel. And I think about something that was bothering me. Usually a trigger that comes up. And I go in and I let myself feel it. And then I hear the stories of it. And then I follow the process, which is detailed in the book. And I release it all. And then I finish and I tell myself, usually there's a new story because you know the new story. You know, you think you're really bad for something happening, and once you release it, you realize, whoa, there was nothing wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of, whoa, I thought I was this horrible person, and there's just nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
That is releasing, and that's how you find the peace.
Okay.
You definitely find the peace. So, if you do the exercise at the end of the show and then you find that, yes, you do want to try again, you do want to do it with him, all I can suggest is talk to him and see if he wants to do this too. If he doesn't, then you've got to make a choice. But for anyone and everyone, please do not settle. All right?
Don't
settle. Want everything.
That's right.
Have to have it. Because until
that's
you make that decision, you just accept and you don't believe your goodness to have anything better. And you are.
No. Mm-mm.
Yes, but just because there's fears and everything in you and in him which is causing this relationship friction doesn't mean you have to break up. All right? Because if you jump into another relationship, you're going to have the same fear.
You're going to have the same thing happening. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So if you're together and you do love him, you know, me personally, if I was in that position and I knew that now, I just feel like I wanted to try that first and just see what happened.
Yeah, I'll try that conversation.
Yeah, but you find if it's not meant to be, when you start doing these things, this is gradual. It's a shift.
Okay.
Because when you start letting go of all your hurts and all your fears, you're not restricted. And you start wanting to do things and you start wanting to feel things. And you start being around a different type of people because your life changes. And some of the old connections, they just don't feel right and they know it too.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to, and I would not tell anyone walk out of any relationship or do anything like that. I'd say do your own work, keep it to yourself if you need to, and just see what happens.
Every
bit of healing work you do makes you feel good.
It does.
Yes. Nothing you
do will
make you
feel bad. Thank you.
Oh, you are most welcome. I wish you the best of luck and know that you can have an awesome relationship. You can have anything you dream about. And I know that for a fact. I've got it. I have the coolest hubby. I have the coolest best friend.
Yay! Good for you.
Oh, yes. Yes. I couldn't do anything 40 years. And now it's easy. It's just
Yay.
Wonderful.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
You are most welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a lovely day.
Yes, thank you. I am. Thank you.
Good. All right. Bye. I hope that you're starting to realize that it isn't just about finding someone to love you, that it's also about being ready and able to live love. This program, and Heal Your Heart, is going to take you on a step-by-step guided journey to effectively clear the circle of fears that you drew. But we're going to do more than that. And this is the key that allows us to live the ultimate relationship. You're going to learn how to open your heart so you can let yourself feel and enjoy love. You're going to learn how to express your feelings freely without fear. And you're going to learn how to feel good about yourself. Because the only thing that's stopping that is that circle of fears. As I said, if I can get rid of my fears, and the people I've taught this process to all around the world can, you can. Our painful experiences and our fears have shut down our ability to connect with our inner self. It stops us feeling and expressing and living life freely. As you can imagine, when you look at the circle of fears around your true self, don't worry if it seems complicated. It definitely is not. Don't worry if you are in a relationship and you've got all these fears going on and you don't know what to do and what's going to work. Okay? As I was going through my journey, it was almost like I was channeling to myself. I would sit there and I would start typing and I would just write and write. And as I'm writing, I'm saying, oh, is that what I'm coming up with? And I taught myself. I've put it all together. And it starts off really simply. It starts off getting your mind thinking. And then it goes through opening yourself up to feel like you did just before. And it goes through each step one at a time. The chapters begin very simply. And they gradually build on the previous. In steps that are very easy and very straightforward. You don't have to worry about anything other than follow along from one to the next. So you pick up the book, you work through one thing, you finish it totally, and then you go on to the next step. It is not a book to go jumping from one end to the other, because you will trigger yourself and you will start to feel your emotions. And if you start at the back and you haven't learned how to feel and how to use your feelings to release, then what is the point of feeling all these emotions? You can release them if you follow the process. Every chapter will reawaken one special aspect of the real you. And they'll teach you how to use that part of you in everyday life. The feeling chapter, it allows you to experience deep feeling again without the restrictions of your painful emotions and fears. The plan chapter, it awakens your logical reasoning and thinking that's been sabotaged by your belief that you are powerless. The grief release chapter, well, it uses your newfound feeling skills to reawaken your innate ability to permanently let go of all that hurts. And I must stress that. It's an innate ability we all have, but we just didn't realize. It's a very natural thing when you let go and you follow your instinct. It's very simple. You'll be surprised how simple. The healing chapter. Well, it takes you through the process of using all of the skills that you've reawakened to permanently heal the pain and hurt you've taken on in the name of love. It's about past relationships. It's about memories. It's about feeling abandoned. It's about feeling not good enough. All those fears, it will take you through the process of triggering you feeling them, showing you what to do with those feelings, and showing you how to release them all. And then you come to the love section of the book. And it takes you through the process of awakening to love. It goes through issues. It goes through the dating game. It goes through feeling love, enjoying love, learning to just live and be happy and be free to be yourself. It's about connections. It's even got a section in there about past connections, which I'm sure the lady who was with a guy from another life, I'm sure that would be very, very relative. But what it does is it builds. This workbook, it presents like a study course. Very simple and very easy, but it enables you to build a firm foundation of skill and knowledge as you discover your own answers. Because I want you to find your own answers. When you go in and feel something and you listen to your own story, not my story, your story, when you find out what has been worrying you, and sometimes you come up with things and you go, whoa, I didn't know that was bothering me. There's a lot of those things inside us. We act without realizing why. Every single thing that feels unpleasant in your mind, in your self-talk, and in your life comes from something in that circle, and you can clear it. And each gap you make by releasing, more of you comes through. It is so much fun getting to that point. I suggest people take your time to feel and experience every single moment of this journey, because in the process of doing so, you will discover a new you that makes you smile from the inside out. Don't rush through it. Each part, you might think, well, I've got all these fears and problems going on in my relationship, so why do I want to do a chapter on feeling? The chapter on feeling shows you how to feel again beyond your fears, how to feel good things. We worry so much about feeling bad things, we shut down our ability to feel. But when we did that, we not only stopped ourselves feeling the bad things that hurt, but we stopped ourselves feeling the good things that make us feel alive. So, go through from the beginning. Now, one thing I'd like to talk about, just quickly. Like you do in your everyday life activities, initially you
might feel emotion and hear yourself talk, object to the contents of this book. And what I'm talking about now, what I mean is the little nagging things in your head that's saying, ah, she's talking rubbish, this can't work. It's not for me, it's not possible, I've already tried that. They are from your fears on that circle, okay? They're not yours, they're not true, they're not definite, all right? Know that every single negative thing you think or feel about yourself, your life, or this book is in direct response to one of your beliefs. I can't say that strongly enough. Now, by the time you reach Green's Relief, you'll be ready to learn about and investigate your own beliefs, their impact, how they were formed, what creates them, how they work, how they've affected everything in your life, and how they make this self-talk that you're probably hearing right now. And you'll learn a very simple technique to permanently remove and replace them with a new belief of your choice. Again, when you do a releasing, you can think of the topic and you feel nothing. If you think you've been doing releasing and you can think of your topic and you still feel any emotion whatsoever, you have not released it. It is still there. Every experience we have, every unpleasant experience that is, we have like an emotional repercussion, and that emotion is stored inside us. That's why we can think of something that happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, if they're that old. And we can feel it now, just like we did then, because it's stored. Now, Green's Relief shows you how to get rid of that stored emotion. Okay? So, when you have done a release, you can think of the topic, the situation, and there is nothing left. It is blank. If you feel anything, you have not released it. You might have buried it with an affirmation, telling yourself, oh, I'm wonderful and I'm lovable and life's wonderful, when you know deep down that it's not. Okay? So, you might be hearing some self-talk now saying this won't work. So, what I'm asking you to do to prevent this self-talk sabotaging your healing work and making it possible for you to create this wonderful life, which I know you can, instead of listening and acting on the suggestions you hear in your head, try writing each thought, each emotion, and each objection down in a notebook. And recognize and tell yourself that very soon you will have the choice to keep or permanently remove any of them. Then just go on with what you're doing. You've addressed them, say thank you very much. I appreciate your input. I know you want to protect me, but I'm going to put you aside until I learn how to deal with you for myself. Okay? If they keep resisting, thank them for their input and tell them that you will address their concerns as soon as you're ready to undertake the work in Green's Relief chapter. This is a technique that's covered in the book for when triggers come up at the wrong time. You're out to dinner, something happens and some emotion gets triggered or memory and you start to react to it. Acknowledge it. Thanks for coming up. I will deal with you tomorrow night when I know I've got time. I'll deal with you when I'm up to the Green's Relief chapter. Whatever it is, it will put them to rest when they come up at inappropriate times. Now, I'd like to go through and give you an exercise that you can do at home. It's about feeling your own soulmate relationship. Now, remember how relaxed you felt during the earlier exercise at the pet store? Well, there's more things in the book which we'll get into, but I used that example just for something initially so you could feel the experience. What that exercise did
it gave you a simple way to jump from your fear state of mind to your love state of mind. When you do that, then you can open and you can listen to the wonderful thoughts and ideas that your inner self is filled with. So, during this exercise, you're going to make some quiet time, some private time for yourself, and you're going to sit comfortably and let your breathing and your mind quiet as you think about something very pleasant. Could be at the pet store again. Could be holding a baby. A pleasant memory. Something you'd like to do. Even floating off to lie on a deserted beach with all the comforts you desire. Find something that makes you smile at the mere thought of it and go into that experience with your mind. Let yourself enjoy the peace and happiness of this experience and the quieting of your mind's thoughts. Once you're there, stay for a while. Enjoy it, feel it, see what happens. For the fun of it, for about 5 or 10 minutes, this will get you right into the peace and quiet. Then, when you've enjoyed that for a while, I want you to start thinking about a special love relationship for yourself. I want you to listen to the story that comes from within you. It's going to tell you about this special love relationship. Listen and ask, what will the relationship be like? What will you be doing? How will it be? What will it feel like to be free? You know all these things, you just have to listen. They will come up. Smile and enjoy hearing and living all the parts of your special buddy soulmate relationship as shared by the inner self of you that already knows it. When you're doing this, there's no doubt, there's no fears, there's no negative mind chatter. It's just for the fun. Now we're going to add something else to claim it as yours. A couple of days later, go back into it, feel it a bit more so it clarifies. When it's really clear, write about it. It could be a poem or a love story or just a fact. Be as detailed as you want, but know your relationship. You can ask yourself any question. What will it be like? Will he support me? Will she always be there for me? You will know everything about it. Just ask and you'll know. When you finish this, one more step. I want you to post your composition on our message board. I want you to claim this relationship as your very own special love relationship that is perfect for you. I want you to say, I'm allowed to have it and I want it and I'm going to have it. That is the key. You must want it with everything you've got. You must think, I can have it. I'm allowed to have it. Now, for the first time in 5 years, my server's having some problems today. So while my site's fine, the message board, unfortunately, is running on and off at the moment. I'll put the link back up on bbsradio.com/find your soulmate. Then you can go in and I want you to post, and in there you'll see the story that I wrote about my buddy soulmate 3 years before I met him, and he's exactly the same person. It's exactly the same relationship. What you know from inside is. So the idea is to firstly open and feel your own inner dream, then listen to it, write about it, and then claim it as yours, and it will be. These instructions will be on the forum as well. So you have a lot of fun with that and claim your own power. Now, on the next radio show, we'll be looking at the dream relationships that you have shared on the board. So I want everyone to get in there and claim them. And we're going to look at taking the steps to firmly decide that we want these relationships. We'll talk about our mind chatter objections a bit more, what they are, where they come from, what their purpose is, and how to end them once and for all. And time permitting, we'll start working on the plan chapter. So you can begin working with Heal Yourself anytime you like. Take your time, complete each exercise as they're presented from the beginning of the book. If you start now, you'll be just about finished the plan chapter at the same time we're finishing discussing it here on the radio show. So it'll be really good timing. For book information and Amazon.com purchase links, go to bbsradio.com/find-your-soulmate. It's all one word. Well, that's it for today. It's been a pleasure sharing with you, and I look forward to reading your emails and forum posts and hearing from you on the next show. Take care and have a lovely weekend.